Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages. Thank you for joining us on this very special edition of Dream as the F4L headquarters. As I've opened the doors today, as we're going to have a very special presentation, as my son, who's going to be joining us tonight, the other half of Jazz and Sons Dream Masters, is we're going to announce the very first class of the Jazz and Sons Dream Masters and Women Warriors Wrestling Hall of Fame. So we're going to be talking about them and sharing some memories from those stars that put us on the map, and celebrating them and why they came to be and how they came to be and whatnot. My son, who's got a finger on the pulse of pop culture current, me, who has the knowledge of the pro wrestling world, being in it for 21 plus years. Together, we are still Jazz and Sons Dream Masters. I'm currently doing my own thing. Continuing on our work as he's doing his own things, as he's getting older now and looking to do other things on YouTube, and such as life. But he still has quite a bit of involvement on the show and so forth. So a little bit, he's going to be calling in to be part of our show. So, should be fun. And we're going to be talking about our Hall of Fame ceremony. And first of all, I want to thank everyone who took the time to vote for the class this year. My son and I came up together with kind of the people who we feel is worthy, you know, being kind of Hall of Famers for us. Basically, they're the people who kind of started things out with us, people who have, you know, the characters that we've built that have always been part of the staple of our show. And with all of our new talent coming in to play and all of our new exciting teams and single stars, mainly of people like yourselves who are Dream Masters and Women Warriors of Wrestling, actual people. But, you know, it's always been awesome to have these characters. And it's always good to kind of test the likes of our current roster against the people who put us on the map, much like, you know, the people in our Hall of Fame, which we're going to announce together. So I'm just kind of waiting for him to come on. And again, he's going to be calling in about 2:45 or so. I mean, sorry, 3:45 or so he'll be calling in or so. But, you know, remember, he's 18, so kids and timing and such. So here we are. But, you know, again, I want to thank everyone for voting, and I want to say, you know, how we're going to do things differently than everyone else in the world. You see, there's an old, you know, joke in the wrestling community. You know, there's all these various Hall of Fames for pro wrestling. For example, our good friend Joe Rubin, who runs the New England Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame, who we're very good friends with, and we might even have on Tuesday or coming up soon sometime this coming month ahead. Well, he runs New England Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame and does something similar to that. So when he gets on, he can kind of talk to you through how his process works. And a little bit, what I'm going to go over how we kind of, we're going to do a little bit than everybody else. Because, again, we're a little different than everyone else anyway. So yeah, that's kind of what we do. You know, we kind of do things, if you have noticed, you know, we believe that wrestling should be done. Of course, you know, regardless of work or not, should be, you know, may the best man win has always been the kind of the staple for Dream Masters and the Warriors of Wrestling. Who is the best of the best? All of our matches are all set to demo, so we have no control over anything. So, you know, all of us have, you know, adapted and so forth. So, we think these things should be done. I've never been fond of the purposely getting counted out or the false finishes or the non, you know, decisive wins in wrestling. I believe that when you watch a show and you watch a match or whatever, that you should have some type of payoff. Win, lose, or draw, there should be a payoff. And what we have done is, if you've watched our show, now, when it's a standard match, usually there is no disqualifications, nor there are any countouts, because those are all scapegoats that people who want to hold on to championships usually hide behind, which is an old heel tactic. We don't believe that. We think it, whether you're a heel or a face, or a good guy or a bad guy, we feel that, you know, may the best man win. So that's kind of how that works. You know, that being said, we have that. But what we're going to do differently for our Hall of Fame is something that no one currently has. The ongoing joke that a lot of wrestlers, like old-timer wrestlers, the guys who have been, who paved the way for guys like me and so forth, have always said, well, where is this Hall of Fame for wrestling? The ongoing joke is there's no physical building to go to, much like there is a basketball Hall of Fame, there's a baseball Hall of Fame, and so forth, a hockey Hall of Fame. And speaking of which, I believe he's coming in right now. Hello, sir. How are you? Hello? Can you hear me now? Hello? Hello? Can you hear me? Hello? 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 Folks, we're going to get back to them. We have some technical difficulties. This is a pain in the neck. We have a little embarrassing. We haven't had any of these issues as of yet, and all of a sudden today it decides that we want to have issues. Technical. Bear with me 1 second as I get the other half of Jazz and Sons Dream Masters on the line. Let's try this again. Hello?
Hello?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you.
Excellent. How are you?
I'm good.
Excellent. Excellent. All right. Well, anyway. Yeah, I don't know what happened there. They said technical difficulties and some nonsense. How's everything going over there?
It's fine. It's going fine for now.
Yeah. Well, that's good. That's good. So, I was just telling people about our Hall of Fame. And how we're going to be announcing the people who we have selected, and also who have voted, people have voted for to go into the go into the Jazz and Sons Dream Masters Hall of Fame in Warriors Wrestling. So, why don't we, take turns announcing some of these people, which are, you know, pretty cool. So, who do you want to announce, and then I'll announce someone after that.
Well, seeing as they were a very big part of our crew from the beginning, we have the distinct honor of introducing the Horror Connection into the Hall of Fame this year.
That is correct. And the Horror Connection got a lot of votes. And, you know, a lot of people have seen that they have been a staple of our show for quite some time. Of course, we're talking about, you know, the Horror Connection represented by Robert Freddy Krueger, England, K- Kane, Jason Voorhees, Hodder, and Tyler, Michael Myers, Maine. That makes up the trio known of the Horror Connection. And yes, we're going to be inducting them into the Hall of Fame, their first tag team to induct. You know, it was a tough call. We had a couple other teams that were nominated, but, you know, we have, you know, this is our first year doing this, so the other teams, I'm sure, will make their way on there, but...
They'll get in at some point, you know that.
Oh, we know that, of course. But, you know, why don't you see, what's one of your favorite, you know, matches with the Horror Connection that you remember?
Well, I remember them having a little bit of a thing going on with Brains and Brawn back in the day.
Brains and Brawn, yep.
Titles.
That's correct. Yeah. Brains and Brawn, by the way, who I don't know if you've noticed or not, but they are back on their current roster. They're actually currently the number one contenders for the Tag Team Championships. So we'll see. The current champions, Sleepy Bear and Triple D, made up of the Viking Juggalos, they have basically knocked down every challenger that's come so forth. But if anyone can, as we mentioned, it would be probably Brain and Braun, since they bring the expertise and the knowledge of the ring. They've both been around for a while.
Been around for a very long time.
And I'm sure at some point they're both also Hall of Fame worthy, is Brains and Brawn. Of course, the Horror Connection, for those people who don't remember, they were up our show up until October, November, because they had a thing where Robin of OK Thank You, you know, you remember OK Thank You, they're the ones who sent us those face masks, remember?
Yes, I still use mine to this day.
Current YouTuber. So do I, actually. So big shout out to the YouTube guys, our friends at OK Thank You, who, you know, Robin of OK Thank You, just before October, challenged the Horror Connection to a tag team match, seeing how they wanted to establish themselves. And, you know, the best way to do that is to by challenging one of the most dominant teams we've ever had. And, of course, Horror Connection, not going to back down, accepted that and actually lost to the OK Thank You boys. And actually pass that torch, which is what kind of how that should work in wrestling anyway.
So, you know, if you want to make a name for yourself, you got to go after the big people, you know?
It's true. You got to make a name. You got to make that effort, and you have to make a statement. And the best way to do so is by, you know, challenging the best. Anyone can say that they're the best, but when you can prove it, it's a different story. And if you can have a victory over a team like the Horror Connection, then, you know, that's something to be said. Of course, OK Thank You are, you know, heading their way towards another tag team title opportunity eventually. But they've been, you know, doing their own thing by chasing other people out since then. But right now we're honoring our current inductees, which is, you know, Robert, Freddie, Jason, and Michael Myers of the Horror Connection, who have all been staples, held almost every single title pretty much, right?
Yeah.
They've held, not only have they held tag team titles, they've had singles titles as well. Many of them.
Of course.
I mean, it was pretty decent that they had they did pretty well with the teams like the Brains and the Brawn, but they also, you know, really excelled well with, you know, fellow nominees, the Fire and Ice, as well as, also future Hall of Famers, Deadpool and the Punisher. Oh, where do we have to induct Deadpool and the Punisher? You remember when we couldn't get anyone to defeat them?
Yeah, they went on a hot streak for a long time.
Yeah, Deadpool and the Punisher, better known as the Vigilantes or the Brainbusters, whatever they want to call themselves, they went on a tear, and there was like no team that could defeat them. Actually, I think it was our current Hall of Famers that actually finally took the toll,
You might be right.
I think I am. It's been a little while. I think what I'm going to do after this show is I'm going to put a collection on our YouTube page of some of the best of our Hall of Famers this year. But also what we're going to do, why don't you tell people what we're going to do with this arena so people actually, you know, can understand what we're going to do differently than everybody else. Well, I'll help you out. Well, what it is there's always the ongoing joke that there, you know, a lot of guys in wrestling will say, well, where is the New England, where is the Wrestling Hall of Fame? Much like, you know, if you want to go to the Basketball Hall of Fame or the Baseball Hall of Fame, you can always go to a building that is there. But currently there's no set building that is the Pro Wrestling Hall of Fame. But where we're going to do for the Jazz and Suns Dream Masters in Warriors Wrestling is we're going to have an entire arena dedicated to the Hall of Famers of our shows. And, you know, the arena will feature, you know, usually a kind of a, almost like a raising of the numbers or retiring the numbers, so to speak, because pretty much once you're in the Hall of Fame, you don't have to prove yourself anymore. You're pretty much, you know, done all that there is. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And there's only so much you can do. So congratulations to, Freddie, Jason, Michael Myers, Robert, Kane, and Tyler Mean. And hopefully when we get to see them or public, we can actually give them their Hall of Fame certificates. In the meantime, you know, good for them. So why don't we announce, you want to announce the one of the females?
Well, I actually nominated for her to be introduced into the Hall of Fame this year. But Supergirl is going in.
Supergirl is going in. She is the, you know, the cousin of Superman, and she was an early going star on the early days of the Warriors of Wrestling, taking it to the likes of pretty much any female, with the likes of Wonder Woman, Catwoman, who's also a future Hall of Famer, and, you know, numerous others. Of course, our, you know, my wife, your mother, your sister, my daughter, so forth and so on. Supergirl was pretty dominant. You know, can you remember a certain match that you thought, wow, she's amazing?
Well, I just thought her early run and back in the day was really dope, you know.
She was. I mean, I think she did pretty decent. She held her own. I think sometimes I think she was tougher than Superman himself. Super a little bit overrated, I think, a little bit. But it's just me.
Yeah.
But anywho, so that's pretty cool. So then I guess I will announce one of the superstars and another female. And, of course, I'm going to have the distinct honor of inducting the legendary Dragon himself, Bruce Lee, into the Dream Masters Hall of Fame. I don't think I have to tell people who Bruce Lee is. I hope I don't have to tell people who Bruce Lee is. I mean, if you lived under a rock, I mean, I don't think you can even be a fan of an action movie without knowing who Bruce Lee is. You know, even, I mean, you're younger than me, you know who Bruce Lee is.
Yeah.
We raised him well, folks. Anyway.
I know but Bruce Lee. He's a legend.
He is. He is a legend. Father of the Crow, who we've also had on the show, probably another future Hall of Famer down the road. But, yep, the Dragon Bruce Lee, who has, you know, put on several great matchups and so forth, been probably part of every one of our martial art tournaments we've ever had. And when it comes to a battle of the tough guys, Bruce Lee has always been part of that, much like another nominee this who also joined him. But next year, he'll probably be in the Hall of Fame. That's, of course, Chuck Norris. And I got to say, that was one of my favorite moments right there, was when we did that library show and we had Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris in the Iron Man match, you know, to find out once and for all who is the better of the two, since that was a dream match a lot of people wanted to see, unbiasedly. So the fans of Bruce Lee and the fans of Chuck Norris can finally, you know, sit back and watch to see what would happen if both were in their prime. And, well, we found out. So good for them. Bruce Lee has held, again, almost every singles title that there is. He also held the Dream Masters Tag Team titles with his own son, The Crow. So that's pretty cool. He's had, actually, I remember a feud he had with you for a little while, Bruce Lee. He was on their show with you on Fridays, where I was on Mondays. So that was a good time. And I know that he had also a feud with Stan the Man Lee, one of your awesome members, part of your awesome ones.
Yeah.
And of course, I think it's the last name thing. I think there was, I think that was what the feud was over. You know, Bruce Lee and Stan Lee, not Stan too happy about each other. Very much different than each other. Stan the Man Lee eventually is going to probably be in the Hall of Fame too, but not quite rare yet, I'm sure, right? I mean, you're more closer than I am. He's in your awesome one, so you would know better than I would when he's ready to hang it up.
Yeah, he's told me before he's not ready to go just yet.
Yeah, I'm sure he's not. He's still too busy taking it down. I mean, those of you guys who have missed it, Stan the Man Lee is, you know, actually there. I can tell you that on off air, usually when we're doing our, you know, the little things in between, Stan the Man Lee currently has a feud going. I don't know why, but he has a feud going with Eminem, and it's quite entertaining, let me tell you. And the ESU, Sean Austin and the Awesome Ones have been involved, so there you go. So, that's fun. So, Bruce Lee, and also for the females, for the Warriors of Wrestling, I'm very happy to announce that we're inducting Ozone into the Warrior Wrestling Hall of Fame. Now, Ozone might have been way, way back. Might even be before you even come around board. Is that correct? You remember Ozone?
No, I don't.
She was
think
the Mother Nature character, big monster character. She was the dominant female we had. She was basically Mother Nature. She represented Mother Nature. She was almost the size of the planet. And she basically engulfed everyone in the early goings. She was about six. Back then, she was about 7 feet tall. So good luck to any woman trying to step up to a 7 foot tall Glamazon herself. And Ozone, of course, came from a short story series. But, of course, she made her way into the Warriors of Wrestling because, well, that's how she does it. So, Bruce Lee and Ozone are going to be part of the Hall of Fame. And why don't you tell them one of the other guys being inducted in the Hall of Fame?
Well, seeing as both of us have been fans of this show for quite some time. I'm not sure if I'm a fan as much now as I was back then, but we have the pristine authority to induct Peter Griffin into our Hall of Fame this year.
Indeed. Peter Griffin going into the Hall of Fame. Of course, he's one half of the other Hall of Famer who I'll announce, which is Homer Simpson, also going into the Hall of Fame, as they are the two that started the whole craze to begin with. The very first match we put up was Homer Simpson and Peter Griffin. And I don't know if you knew this or not, but it was actually Monday that this show has started. Yep, you were home sick on Monday, and then when I did that, and we put that up. So, fun trivia, folks. This is things that I have to remember. So that was fun. Yeah, that was the deal there. So also inducted into the Hall of Fame is for the Warriors of Wrestling, Christina Ricci, original Willow. You know, had a few different stints with us. Was the Divas champion, a box office women's champion for a little while. Had a feud with your mother and my wife, and that was the end of Christina Ricci. I guess she was shunned, whatever, but Christina Ricci started us off right and so forth. So going into the Hall of Fame is Christina Ricci, actress and former Warrior Wrestling icon champion and box office champion. And so, are we missing anyone who was inducted?
Bruce Lee, I think that's everyone.
The Horror Connection.
Yeah.
Bruce Lee, The Horror Connection, Christina Ricci, Ozone.
Mm-hmm.
Supergirl.
Peter Griffin, Homer, and Supergirl.
Peter Griffin, Homer Simpson. Is that everybody? It is everybody, right?
Yeah.
Well, awesome. Well, that was pretty decent.
That's the entire
class. Well, that was good. Well, there you have it, folks. So very shortly, we'll be constructing the Jez and Sons rematches in Warriors Wrestling Hall of Fame. You know, we're actually going to be able to see on our show when we have our special shows, we'll have, once in a while, we'll have the Hall of Fame as one of those arenas. We'll have to figure out when that's going to be. But some point in the near future, you'll probably see, probably this month, you'll see the unveiling of the Jez and Sons Dream Matches Hall of in Warriors Wrestling Hall of Fame arena that every year or on this time, we're going to announce people and their names or images, I should say, will be added to the rafters as they were beginning getting their images and their cause retired. They have served their purpose and they've done well and they've earned their right to be there. And every year there'll be more going with that.
And even though we'll retire them through our matches, they won't be forgotten through our.
No. Definitely not going to be forgotten. And of course, you know, the Hall of Fame arena, that is in fact one place you can always see these Hall of Famers rather than, you know, just having the honor and saying, hey, you're in the Hall of Fame. You can actually, when we have our shows every so often, you will actually get to go to the Hall of Fame when we have these certain, you know, shows and matches and so forth. So that's going to be pretty awesome, I'd have to say.
Yep.
So that is the excitement that is, you know, the Hall of Fame for Jez and Sons Dream Masters. I know you're probably busy doing your own thing today, but, you know, did you have anything you wanted to share to people out there? Want to tell people where they can find you? What you're doing on YouTube these days?
Well, mostly I'm just on my YouTube channel, just streaming whatever I feel like streaming, whatever games I feel like playing, you know. I like to play my own games on the side, along with this, you know. But, yeah, one day, eventually, I'd like to go into the Hall of Fame. Of course, I still have many more years to go. But know that I will still be around for a while.
Yeah, as will I. I'm going to be around for a while. I don't know about Jazz Fitness and Jazz Vengeance, so eventually they'll be in the Hall of Fame too. And so forth and so on. And that's some cool stuff. Well, anyway, thanks for stopping by, son. Is there anything else you wanted to share with everyone before we let you get back to your Saturday? Is this your? I think it's like your second time on our show, isn't it?
What happened?
Isn't this like your second time on our show?
Yeah, my first time was on the Rumble prediction.
Ah, yes, the Rumble predictions where we pretty much nailed.
Which I was right about, mind you.
Yeah, yeah, I'll give you that. You were indeed. Yep, indeed,
but
and also,
aside from that,
you know. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, excellent. We'll have to have you on again, and we'll, you know, whatnot. So, yeah, so anywho, well, I'm going to let you get back to doing your thing as I mean to, I guess, hold down the fort here by continuing on with the show and other things. But thanks for stopping by, son.
Yeah, no problem.
Stay out of trouble. Love you, kid.
All right, I love you too.
All right, see you tomorrow.
See you.
All right, bye. Okay. Well, it was always fun to hear from the boy, huh? It's always great to hear from the other half of Jez and Sons Dream Masters. And I'm realizing that my computer is not plugged in, which is really good news. I am being facetious. That is not good news. There we are. I hope. Yep, all better now. And I'm going to take these out now. And go back to just my microphone. Excuse me, folks, as I take care of some annoyances in my neighborhood. Neighbors, I'm telling you. Anywho. All right, folks. Well, welcome back to me. So, it was, like I said, it was great to have my son on, and I thought it made more sense to have him come on the show to announce it along with me. Rather than just announce it on my own, considering, you know, we started this thing together, so it made sense for him to announce it with me, and he'll do that every year for the Hall of Fame ceremony for us. And yes, that is a true statement. As of Monday will be when our very first thing we ever posted for Dream Masters started, because he was home from school sick. I remember it showed up on my timeline, so there you go. Anywho, so it's Saturday. Talks about the Hall of Fame. What I can do is tell you some more fun things about the Hall of Fame. See, my son, who watches the shows, puts the shows together and so forth, he remembers certain matches and so forth. I mean, I probably have to pay a little bit more attention than he probably does, because, you know, I have to be able to explain, you know, what is going on, considering I come from the wrestling background. He knows his pop culture, though. He knows his stuff. He knows some wrestling stuff, too. I'm not saying he's not, so. But I want to, thank him again for coming on and stuff like that. But, you know, when we started Warriors of Wrestling, that was our second kind of installment. We started out as Jazz and Sons Dream Matches. And, you know, we had the Dream Masters, all the males, basically, who would be the tougher, you know, all extensive purposes, the Peter Griffins versus Homer Simpsons, or the Horror Connection versus the Fire and Ice type of thing.